Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm feeling a certain bigness about the opposition. The forces that we're fighting and trying to save America seem so large to me today. I don't feel this way very often. I am normally buoyed by a sense of optimism and lightness about the political fights. But certain ideas, certain comments, certain statements from people, they've caused me to become deflated a little bit today. I need a lift. Does anybody have a lift for me? I want to feel my normal optimism that we will overcome, that we will prevail. What I usually say to people is, look at what the left was able to do, the America haters, those who've been trying for 75 or 100 years, however long, to dismantle the American system of government. Look how much progress they've made. Look how successful they have been in their insidious plots to turn us into a socialist country where government can control all the resources and they can be all powerful and they can hide behind the pretense of the American system or government and the ideas of liberty and individual rights. They can use that lofty, beautiful language against us, posing to care, posing to believe the same things while pursuing opposite policies to what those American ideals represent. And look how far they have come. Look what the fruits of their labors. They have brought us to where we are in many ways more of a Soviet-style society than American society. It's incredible what they have done to turn us into something that we are not supposed to be. How did this happen? Well, because they were dogged, because they took the long view, because they had a clever plan, and because they are brilliant liars. It's amazing. So if they could do it, why can't we push it back? It is the greatest system, the greatest gift that mankind has ever been given, isn't it? 860-522-9842. Coming up, Kevin Brookman from We the People Hartford. What is going on with the shootings in Hartford? We will get an update.
I'm a sleepy time baby. A sleepy time boy. Work only maybe.
Good afternoon. WTIC. We're joined now by Kevin Brookman. The name must ring a bell by now. He's been on a lot over the past year. WeThePeopleHartford.com is his blog. Kevin's here to talk about what's been going on in the city in terms of gun violence. It seems to be spinning out of control at this moment, Kevin. Is that a fair assessment?
I would say that's pretty accurate. You know, a 700% increase in shootings sounds like it's out of control. So,
over what period of time is that stat?
The last week of September was a 700% increase, and overall for the entire month of September, it was a 200% increase in shootings and gun violence.
And this week has continued that trend. Bring us up to date.
Oh, most definitely. The last couple nights have been, you know, unreal. The shots fired, the shot spotter activations, you know, just gunfire all over the city.
And what do you think is going on? What's your assessment?
Well, if we listen to the mayor and the police chief, it's because of COVID, you know, which is, what would we do without COVID to blame everything on? You know, but their excuse was it's COVID-related, that's why the spike. But, you know, do you really start addressing gun violence after it already hit 700%? or should they have had a plan in place back in April or May to deal with the summer violence, which is cyclical? It happens every year. Some years worse than others, and this is one of the bad years right now.
You mean it has to do with kids being out of school, with it being hot and people being outside and late-night activities?
I don't think it has anything to do with that, Todd. You know, I've been,
nope.
You and I have both been dealing with the same issues of COVID with quarantine and, you know, isolation, everything else. And I meant
summer. I mean, you're saying it spikes cyclically. That's the cycle, right?
Oh,
is
yeah.
The weather patterns?
Well, they usually call it a summer initiative, and they put a plan together for it to deal with it. But as I was going to say, I've been dealing with this COVID thing too, and I haven't had a desire to go out and shoot any of my neighbors. So, you know, I think that's just a convenient excuse that they just figured that people would buy that because they're buying everything else about COVID.
Well, they need something to hide behind, but what are they hiding from? What exactly is the political issue that's going on that they're not addressing? What do you think is causing these shootings?
I think the biggest thing is the incompetence of the administration, and they don't know what they're doing. You know, when I get Hartford police officers calling me saying, hey, do you have any idea what the plan is? What are we supposed to be doing? Shouldn't that be something your chief and your leadership should be sending down through the ranks? Here's what we expect. Here's what we're doing. You know, here's specialized units we're going to, you know, institute to deal with it. But
so what you're saying, Kevin, is that the city has not organized a response to the gun violence in the city and that there's been an escalation over a period of weeks and months, and a predictable yeah. one that happens every summer, and that they didn't have a plan in place to deal with that. And now that it's gotten intense through the month of September, certainly Luke Bronin, the mayor, must have been running around during September trying to find a way to put a finger into the dike of violence, no?
Well, I think it's becoming an embarrassment for Luke now because, you know, he's hoping to go somewhere with Biden. If Biden should be fortunate enough to get elected, he plans on landing in Washington. So, you know, anything with his city spiraling out of control is going to be an embarrassment. But it's also odd that you didn't hear anything from him until the last week, week and a half, when I've been all over social media on Facebook. I've been, you know, posting every shooting, every bit of violence. And now he comes out to do something about it. And it was interesting. The state police are coming into Hartford within the next week or so. And it's not like an occupying force where they're going to be, you know, troopers swarming every corner. It's going to be more a laser effect of, I think it's 15 detectives coming in to work with HPD detectives for narcotics, gun, and stolen vehicle investigations.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty intense number of people and addition of manpower to the policing workforce.
Common sense, because they're bringing in a traffic unit also that'll be focusing on Hartford's on and off ramps from the highway. Mm-hmm. And Hartford's a small city. All the guns, all the drugs, everything in the city move by car. So it's not rocket science that if you want to do something, start going to where you can bottleneck these vehicles, getting off the highway and start checking. You're going to find more guns, more people with warrants, things like that. And that may sound a little severe, you know, but we're in the middle of a mess now, and it takes some extreme measures to start getting it back under control.
Well, no, it doesn't sound extreme. It sounds necessary. Kevin Brookman is our guest. His blog that covers these kinds of issues in Hartford is WeThePeopleHartford.com. We'll continue with Kevin in just a sec. So, Kevin, this state police force that's coming into Hartford to deal with the uptick in violence, is that an invited force, or are they coming? Do they make this decision on their own to come in because of a lack of peacekeeping going on in the city?
I think you might call it more of a begging force, you know, on the part of the mayor and the police chief, you know, going to the governor with their hand out saying, will you help us because we can't control it. But it's also, you know, some kudos to you, too, because when I got the call yesterday afternoon from somebody telling me that, you know, the plan was being worked out to bring the state police in, they said it was partially in response to our conversation Tuesday that someone in the governor's office had heard that. And then I did a blog posting yesterday afternoon that, you know, Governor Lamont, please protect your investment in Hartford, and suggested that he tap Jim Rivella to organize a task force like he did with the shooting task force years ago, to tap Rivella as his commissioner of state police or commissioner of public safety to come in and do something about the violence in Hartford, which was his original order from Governor Malloy. And shortly after that, I got the phone call saying, you know, you touched a nerve somewhere because they're bringing in the state police. And I think it had probably been in the planning stages for, you know, several days. But, you know, it was social media, and you put pressure on them, they have to respond. They can't bury their heads.
Well, that's what media is here to do. It's not rocket science. We're supposed to create transparency. And the interesting thing about that effort, as you know, as a blogger on Hartford politics and policing in particular, Kevin, you know that there's a wrestling match between those trying to create transparency, that is, to be able to allow the people to see what's going on in their city and the decisions made by leaders, and the ability to look inside what those leaders are deciding, what kind of processes are being followed and what kind of decisions are being made. That's not transparent at all. There is a wall there put up by the leadership, and we have to fight to get in and fight to get the word out. And that's what you do with WeThePeopleHartford.com. So thank you for that. And what do you think is happening right now? And is that state police thing, the whole response, is that enough? Is that what's called for, or is it something more?
I think the response needs to be much greater. We need to – a lot of the bridges between the ATF, DEA, FBI, those have been burned over personality conflicts. Somebody needs to be the bigger adult in the room and step up and say, knock this garbage off. We got to work together to protect this city. And we don't have the leadership to do that right now. You know, we've got a mayor that's more concerned about the next rung on the political ladder than he is about protecting the city that he was elected to oversee. And you know, there needs to be some change. I've had Hartford officers, I don't say this to flatter myself, but I've had Hartford officers say and call me and say, thank you for what you do. You care more about us than our own chief and mayor do, and we appreciate that. But
so when you talk this way about the mayor, that it's his national aspirations or his desire to escape Hartford, to have used the mayor's position as a stepping stone in order to get himself out of these kinds of problems rather than have to deal with them, where do you get that from? How do we look at that and say, and not say, oh, Kevin's assuming that, but there's no way to actually know what the mayor's motivations are. Where do you get this from?
No, I have people that talk to me that have actually had conversations with the mayor and have, you know, dealt with him. And he definitely has greater aspirations. I don't want to go into exactly the stories because it'll give away right away who's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not his last stop. He plans.
Well, I understand that he has ambitions, but how do we know, you know, he's had health problems? How do we know he's maybe physically not up to it right now?
Well, that's another issue. Is, you know, we talk about transparency. Shouldn't we know, or shouldn't we have known before the election, that the mayor has been having health problems for almost a decade with Crohn's disease or whatever, colitis, whatever? Isn't that something we're entitled to know? Is he up to the job? Is he physically able for it? You know, I've had a lot of health issues, and I wouldn't expect to run for office and not have it be an issue. So, you know, that's what transparency is all about. Put everything out there and let the people decide. But Luke Cronin does not understand what transparency is. He's a typical politician.
You know, I'm sorry, Kevin, but I was going to say that in big cities around the country over the last decade or two, the thing that seems to have been the innovation from what I've learned is that they infiltrate the gangs in the cities, the troublemakers, that it's really a small number of people who cause the huge amount of trouble. Is that your feeling about what's going on in Hartford, that it's a small number of people?
Definitely. It's, you know, and that's one thing when Jim Ravello was the chief in Hartford, he used to say that all the time. We don't have large, wild gangs roaming the city. It's a handful of people that are creating chaos. And I think that's exactly what it is. You know, and I don't want to keep singing the praises of Ravella. You know, a lot of people probably see him as a dinosaur because he's my age. But the guy, he would listen. There's somebody, David Kennedy, who has written a lot of books on different programs and things, that's an expert on crime prevention. you know, Ravello was a disciple of his and read every book, every report this guy wrote. And that's what we need, is somebody that's willing to not say that I'm the smartest guy in the room, I know everything, but be willing to reach out and say, can you help me? I've got a mess here and I need some fixing. And I think that's what is going on with the state police right now, where they're coming in and using all the tools they have in their toolbox to solve Harper's problems or help solve Harper's problems.
We're talking to Kevin Brookman from WeThePeopleHartford.com. And I guess I have to ask you about one other thing that's a little more sensitive to talk about, I think. But there is a feeling amongst police departments, cops on the street in America today, and I think in the state, that the bills that are being passed, the police accountability bill that was passed in Connecticut, that these things are attacks on police officers, and that a spike in crime like we're seeing in Hartford might not be related to an increase in crime, but rather a sense among police that they can't put themselves on the front lines in the same way to defend the city because they don't have, because those in positions of power don't have their backs. What's your response to that?
I would tend to agree with the mindset on that, but I don't think it's the reality. I think the problem is, you know, the unions have gotten to their members and said, oh, they're attacking us. We've got to come out all totally against this. I think it's a lack of communication. I don't think they understand the bill. I don't think it's been explained to them. And I don't think most officers would fall under the statute for what would be considered wrong or illegal. I think we've got a lot of good officers in Hartford that aren't out, you know, abusing people's rights or beating people. And when they have been caught, they've been dealt with. But I think the unions, you know, Hartford's union came out the other night and said, right in this statement, oh, part of this is because of, you know, officers are slowing down because, you know, of this crime bill. Well, first of all, that's illegal for a work slowdown by police officers. But, you know, if that's what you're telling your membership and they're believing you, then we've got a problem because, you know, we need our police officers. Whether you like them or not, we need them, or we end up in a city with a 700% increase in shootings.
Sure.
But
and that would point the finger back at the leadership, because the leadership should be doing the communication that you're talking about. All right, Kevin, thank you for filling us in. Kevin Brookman from WeThePeopleHartford.com. Appreciate you coming in and filling us in once again. Maybe we'll talk again next week.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
Thanks, Kevin. Visit WeThePeopleHartford.com for more on that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.